Pompeo, "We'll provide arms to UAE but will preserve Israel's military advantage." By Deborah Danan on August 24, 2020. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday stressed the U.S. was committed to preserving Israel's qualitative military edge in the region while suggesting the Trump administration may provide the United Arab Emirates with weapons at a future date. "The United States has a legal requirement with respect to qualitative military edge, and we will continue to honor that," Pompeo said in a press briefing from Jerusalem. "We have a 20-plus year security relationship with the United Arab Emirates as well, where we have provided them with technical assistance and military assistance, and we will now continue to review that process. We will continue to make sure we are delivering them with the equipment that they need to secure and defend their own people from this same threat," he said, referring to Iran. "We are deeply committed to doing that and achieving that, and will do it in a way that preserves our commitment to Israel as well," Pompeo said. The UAE, among the world's biggest defense spenders, has voiced its desire to purchase F-35 fighter jets, but a pledge made by the U.S. after the 1973 Yom Kippur War to preserve Israel's qualitative military edge in the region has prevented it from doing so until now. On Sunday, White House senior adviser Jared Kushner said the recent agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates to establish diplomatic relations increases the chances of an arms deal between Washington and Abu Dhabi. Netanyahu reiterated on Monday his stance that the UAE normalization deal did not include Israel's acceptance of such a deal. "This deal did not include Israel's acceptance of any arms deal, and I don't know of any arms deal that has been agreed upon. It may be contemplated. Our position hasn't changed," Netanyahu said. "But I also learned again from Secretary Pompeo a very strong commitment that the U.S. will preserve Israel's qualitative edge." Both Pompeo and Netanyahu criticized the lack of international support for the resumption of the U.S. snapback sanctions against Iran. Netanyahu hailed the U.S. for having stood up to Iranian aggression and said it was absurd that the arms embargo against Iran may be lifted come October, allow the regime to continue its campaign of aggression in the region and the world with tanks, aircraft missiles and anti-aircraft defenses. Noting that Arab Gulf nations are in favor of the sanctions, he said, "I suggest to our friends, especially our European friends at this point, that when Arabs and Israelis agree on something, it makes sense to pay attention." Netanyahu said the agreement between Israel and the UAE was a boon to peace and regional stability and added that other countries may do the same. "It heralds a new era where there are other nations that could join. We discussed this and I hope we will have good news in the future. Maybe in the near future," the prime minister said. Pompeo echoed Netanyahu, saying, "I am hopeful that we will see other Arab nations join in this. The opportunity for them to work alongside, to recognize the state of Israel and to work alongside them, will not only increase Middle East stability, but it will improve the lives for the people of their own countries as well." Pompeo's visit to Jerusalem marked the beginning of a 5-day tour to the region, with stops in Sudan, Bahrain, and Abu Dhabi. He may also stop in Oman and Qatar, U.S. officials said.